Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brendan McSheehy, who's Vice President of Innovation and Sustainability with Universal Fibers. Brendan, how you doing?
Very well, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. I know you're up in Bristol, Virginia. That's where I grew up. It's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. Yeah. Glad to be here. We've enjoyed living here for almost 24 years.
You know, you have to learn a new language when you live there. The land up there undulates. And so, you know, in the rest of the world, we call it peaks and valleys. And there they call it knobs and hollows, don't they?
If it was ironed out flat, it would be the size of Texas.
Yeah. All right. A little on your background. We're talking because of your recent appointment as the chairman of the board of CARE. We'll get to that in just a minute. Your background, you studied chemistry in college. You worked with Coates and Clark, but you've been at Universal Fibers for over 20 years, right?
Yes, indeed. Have seen a change from a closely held entrepreneurial business, part of a large British conglomerate through private equity ownership now.
Okay. Brendan, your style, you speak slowly and surely, but let me just tell you, I've dealt with you for many years, and you are quite a strategic thinker. I think you're going to be excellent as chairman of the board. It's a little bit of a milestone because I think you're the first chairman of the board who's not a part of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Is that right?
It is. In one sense, it's a departure from tradition, but there are great traditions to honor and uphold. CARE owes its birthing to CRI and the strategic vision of the industry.
Let's just go back. I think people might be interested to know CARE's 12 years old. It got started in January of 2002 based on a memorandum of understanding that was kind of a voluntary joint agreement between state government, federal government, a few collectors, and the carpet industry, right?
Yes, indeed.
So, and it's done some things. It's accomplished some things. If you don't mind, I know you've been an active member. You're vice chair for several years. You were part of the search committee that brought Bob Peoples back. As you look back at CARE in the last 12 years, what are some of their major accomplishments?
First, I recall lots of effort that went into stabilizing a collector sorter entrepreneur network across the United States. And that looks easy on paper, but in practice, it's been quite a challenge because we've had a steady stream of willing participants to enter into this, but it's not as easy as it looks. Each market is different. The needs are different. The competitive environment is different. And the ability to have longevity in the market has been a challenge for some, and yet others have mastered it. CARE has been there for that constituency when we went into the recession. Certainly state budgets were challenged, and participation by state governmental membership was challenged, and CARE managed to keep the voice in the room even though the physical presence was not always there.
And what you mean by that is during the recession, the attendance dropped off with some of these meetings, but there still was a
representation of the point of view.
Yeah, and a building momentum, because if you look at the tonnage, we should say that CARE's primary objective is to minimize the amount of post-consumer carpet that ends up in the landfill. And if you look at the chart, I mean, obviously it came down just a little bit during the recession, but it's grown almost every year, hadn't it, the diversion?
It has, and that's a story in itself. There is a labor of love with the collection of the data, and of course that's kept strictly confidential. And it's been the development of the trust of that particular group to entrust that data to CARE. In the beginning, it was third-party audited, and we have continually gone back and refined the accuracy, and I know Bob Peoples is in the midst of a further refinement with Dr. Matt Ralph from Georgia Tech. So we hopefully are closing towards mass balance that we can account for what's going on from several different directions, and it will all add up.
You know, you say it's kept confidential. What you mean by that is that the individual numbers are kept confidential, but actually CARE does issue an annual report every year, and you can go on CARE's website and look at all the old annual reports, can't you?
Yes, we can. Bob presented preliminary numbers at the CARE conference in early May, and that was well over 400 million pounds.
Yeah.
which is a significant increase from last year.
Well, you know, my attendance at that show has been hit or miss, but let me just, you know, as I look back, I know that CARE not only has been very instrumental in organizing the collectors, the sorters, but some of the technology as far as where the product goes, whether it be car stops or engine parts or soil stabilization. You guys have been instrumental in trying to find aftermarket uses. You've also, to sort carpet, you have to be able to know what the fiber type is, and you've helped companies create these guns. There's been a lot of activity there that's been very helpful in this process, hasn't there?
United, there is a lot of strength. CARE has been most successful in the role as a technology scout, to your point of finding end uses and applications in a pre-competitive sense, has been very helpful for a wide range of individuals and businesses over the years. And increasing the value of the material it's processed through the recognition of purity, the sorting, and the technology improvement then is the embodiment of a market-driven solution.
Well, another thing you've done is you've gotten organizations like Starnet involved, commercial contractors. You've gotten retailers involved. Let me ask you a question specific to that. How is the membership of CARE, the numbers as far as today versus in the past?
With Starnet joining, there was a tremendous upsurge in membership, and today it's just shy of 500 members. Well, that's a wide range of constituency, and all of the voices aren't heard at the same volume, but we have tried through freshening the website and improving lines of communication and representation on the board to be an active listener.
Now what is the biggest challenge that CARE faces moving forward?
At this point in time is finding a viable solution for polyester carpet.
And the reason for that is because when these collector sorters pick up polyester, which has become an ever-increasing amount of the pounds of carpet used, there's really no market value. In other words, there's no dollars that will be paid for the pounds of recycled polyester. Is that right?
Correct. So the value that they receive, for example, for nylon carpet, then there's an offset to that.
And you're going to be the chairman of the board of this organization for the next 2 years. So what are your aspirations? What do you hope to accomplish in these 2 years?
We need to solve the immediate problem that's in front of us, and I see great effort and willingness and response on the constituencies, the carpet industry, and the CSEs. And I see CARE continuing to work on the opportunities for expanding the technology and thereby expanding the rate of diversion and recovery.
Okay, now you threw out a little alphabet there, CSE. That stands for Collector, Sorter, Entrepreneur, right?
We've come to that acronym to be more inclusive with said entrepreneurs, but reality, we're all entrepreneurs in our businesses.
Okay, Brennan, well, good luck with this next couple of years. Congratulations. And actually, your vice chair of the board is Joe Yarbrough.
Joe, right? Yarbrough. That's right. Yes. And it's fantastic to have him to serve with me.
All right, Brennan, good to talk to you again. Been talking to Brendan McSheehy, who is the Vice President of Innovation and Sustainability at Universal Fibers and also the Chairman of the Board of CARE, Corporate America Recovery Effort. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.